Farm Bill 2.0 passes in the House Ag Committee, but not without a very long debate. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, after a marathon markup session that lasted for 20 hours and led into the early morning hours this morning, the House Ag Committee passed Farm Bill 2.0 out of committee by a bipartisan vote of 34-17. The legislation received the full vote of all Republicans on the committee, as well as seven Democrats. The bill now moves on to the House floor for a final vote. But as the House Ag Committee kicked off its markup on Tuesday night, Republican and Democrat leaders traded jabs and spotlighted their division over the content of the bill.
This is a practical farm bill that provides real and workable solutions.
And that's Republican House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, who introduced the farm bill. In his opening statements before the markup began, he said many Democrats, including Ranking Member Angie Craig from Minnesota, have chosen to remain partisan rather than work together with Republicans for much of the bill.
Throughout the creation of this farm bill was an open and honest process. My door was open to anyone who had practical, actionable items for improving ag policy. Every member was given the opportunity to provide input, and if I didn't receive your priorities, that comes down to a breakdown in party leadership.
However, in her opening statement, Craig said the bill fails to address the most pressing challenges facing producers.
This bill will not restore lost export markets or lower input costs. It doesn't help American children, seniors, and veterans afford their groceries, or states and counties avoid an unfunded mandate that we, this body, Republican-led body, shifted those SNAP costs to them.
She did bring up several items in the bill that she felt were critical to helping farmers.
Codifying the ReConnect program to expand broadband access for rural Americans, making crop insurance more affordable and accessible for our veterans, and the PACE Act to improve credit and increase USDA loan limits.
Thompson encouraged the committee members to vote based on what is in the bill instead of based on what isn't in the bill.
You know, the ranking members denounced this bill because it doesn't contain year-round E15, doesn't provide emergency assistance for farmers, and doesn't change the tariff policy. I'm very supportive of all three of those things. It's just not our jurisdiction. If we were to broach those topics, we would need to be not the Agriculture Committee, but Energy and Commerce, Appropriations, and ultimately Ways and Means Committee. And those are items outside of our jurisdiction. Not that I wouldn't like to see them get done in this Congress.
You can watch the full videos of the Farm Bill markup at MichiganAgToday.com.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
A little bit of moisture around the next few days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at your Michigan Ag Today weather update. Michigan looking at moisture coming out from the south over the course of the next day and a half, 2 days or so. We actually saw some get into southern tier counties overnight. We have another surge that's coming later this afternoon into this evening. I think we have to allow moisture all the way up into central Michigan, anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe half an inch is what I'm expecting right now. We'll take a little bit of a break for your Friday. See some on-again, off-again cloud cover, and then another round of moisture coming back Friday, late afternoon, evening, right on through the overnight and Saturday. That's going to be, I think, our big one for Michigan, where we can see anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch, multiple waves of action coming through, but everything is done, likely by shortly after sunset, or let's say midnight, Saturday night. That leads to a cooler but drier Sunday. We see a mix of clouds and sun there, and the start of next week is going to be mild still, with a mostly dry outlook, maybe a few hit and miss showers early Tuesday morning, but otherwise holding off on major rains until overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday. Can see another quarter to 1.5 inches of rain out of that frontal passage. Behind it, we are significantly colder to finish the week. Next Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th. In there, we can see a little bit of light snow. Yep, I had to say it, on Friday the 13th. And they keep the cool air around right on through the weekend and into early the next week. As a matter of fact, the week of the 16th could be quite chilly indeed. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It's It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Farm Market Review, and we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Steve Erdman with EFG Group. They spoke at the close of trade on Wednesday.
Soybeans had a crack at a higher day, but that didn't wind up materializing, Steve, so the bean market a little lower, joining corn down and wheat down. These markets, to use a Tom Fritz term, do seem to be spinning their wheels a bit.
They are, Andy, and I think, we're supported by, I believe we're trading our first weather market, quite frankly, because people are waking up to the fact when they look at the drought maps, how dry it is in the Midwest and in the plains, and they're starting to get concerned about it. We're supposed to get as high as, 70 degrees, I think, in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois on Monday. And this weekend, we're going to be in the 60s. And then we're supposed to get rain over that same time frame over the weekend, but I think the market's kind of on pins and needles waiting to see if we actually get the moisture, because as we move into the planting season, we get closer. More and more people, I think, are paying attention to the dryness. And then we have the geopolitical situation hitting us. You know, the conflict in Iran, I think, is making, it's not just fear of higher fertilizer prices, but the natural gas rally, I think, is putting $100 a ton on anhydrous prices. So this might end up impacting our planting intentions at the end of March. So you've got dryness, you've got increased costs for putting corn in the ground that might tip the scale a little bit back to beans. And if that's the case, then we start to flirt with how much are we going to impact ending stocks when we start to lower production and all that good stuff.
Steve Erdman with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, May corn down 2¾ to 4.43¾. July corn 2 cents lower at 4.53½. May beans dropping a penny and a quarter to 11.69½. July beans a quarter cent lower at 11.83. And May wheat down 5¾ to 5.68¼. April live cattle, though, sharply higher Wednesday, climbing $4.22 to 2.38.35. April lean hogs up $1.32 to close at 97.07. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com. Your home for all of the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.